Well, good evening. It is good to be here. I will say it's a whole lot better with everybody standing up here with me than being by myself. So if you guys want to come back up here, I'd be okay with that. But my original plan was to talk about the missions trip that we went on. But apparently Adelia decided that for her Wednesday night, she would talk about the trip. So I could give you another rundown of the whole trip. It'd probably be a lot more condensed version. But no, tonight we're going to look to Matthew chapter 16, and I'm going to attempt to share just a few thoughts from this chapter tonight. So, Matthew chapter 16, and we're going to be reading verses 21 to 28, so it's a little bit lengthy of a passage, but if you're able to, I invite you to stand with me this evening. So Matthew chapter 16, beginning with verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father, with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his work. Verily, I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. And tonight, I'm just going to focus on one verse for the most part, and that is verse 24, where it says, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for your help in this service. We ask now that as we look to your word, that you would just be with us, you would speak to us, you give me the special touch that I need. I pray that you'd just be with each one who's here, that you'd let them hear what you'd have for them this evening, and we'll just give you all the praise and glory for what's said and done. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So first, we must deny ourselves. You know, the main idea or thought is that in order to follow Christ and be his disciples, we must deny ourselves. So what does that mean? You know, do we have to say no to nice things? Do we have to turn down opportunities to make a lot of money? Or do we have to end relationships? Do we have to give up the things that we do for pleasure? Well, no, not always. But we have to be willing to give them up in order to follow Christ. You know, normally we think of denying ourselves, we tend to think of giving stuff up for a while. You know, a couple things that came to my mind was, you know, a lot of us, we drink pop or soda, and sometimes we give that up, mostly just to see how long we can go without it. Or, you know, sometimes we give up things that we find pleasure in doing to focus on things that are more important. And while that is denying ourselves the things that we enjoy and like, that's more of a self-denial in a restricted sense. Now, Jesus is referring to a complete self-denial. A denial that says no to our own will and yes to God's will every moment of our lives. We are to completely surrender our lives to Him without holding anything back. You know, whether it be in the amusements of this life, the riches and honor, you know, anything that would hinder us from being obedient to God's will for us. So the idea is that when we deny ourselves, we live our lives in such a way that we're willing to surrender and give God everything we have in order to follow Him. You know, it's saying, not my will, but your will be done. You know, kind of just like Jesus did when He was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane before He faced death on the cross. Just a couple examples. Brother Loper, president over at GBS, he made the decision to deny himself and his family of the comforts of this life to enter into full-time ministry. He said one time that he left a job and he's making like $35 an hour to answer God's call. You know, looking at it from the world's viewpoint, that's one of the dumbest things he could have done. You know, to give up a great job as a young guy to follow Christ. But looking at it from God's viewpoint, he gained everything, as it says in verse 26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And Brother Ziegler has also said that he left a good job to enter into full-time ministry. You know, he said that at one point they offered him a substantial pay raise to come back. But by then, he had already determined he was going God's way. You know, there's no amount of money that would ever cause him to go back. But the point is, you know, they completely denied themselves what was valued by the world to answer God's call in their lives. They said no to a life of financial stability so that they could that they could have had and chose to follow God. You know, God isn't going to tell everyone to turn down high-paying jobs. He isn't going to call everyone into full-time ministry. But make sure you're where God wants you. Make sure you're living a life completely surrendered to him so that if he does call you, then you can give it all up. You know, and that's unlike the rich young ruler. He came to Jesus asking what he must do to have eternal life, to be saved. And he had said that he had obeyed all the commandments since his youth up. But when Jesus told him that he had to sell all that he had and give it to the poor and then follow him, he walked away sorrowful. He turned his back on becoming a disciple of Christ. Instead of denying himself, instead of giving up the comforts of this life, he chose to lose his own soul. And so again, you know, I'm not saying we can't have money or nice houses or cars or trucks or gadgets, but if God has blessed you with that, then good for you. But don't make wealth a priority. Don't trade your soul for the things this world has to offer, but seek to lay up treasures in heaven. You know, if God has blessed you, use what God has given you to be a blessing to someone else. So to follow Christ, we must choose to deny ourselves, to keep Christ first and foremost in our lives. You know, we must choose to say no to our own self-will and yes to God's will. And so that brings me to my second point. If we're going to follow Christ, then we must take up our cross daily. We typically think of the cross as a symbol of atonement, God's forgiveness, grace, and love towards us. But in the first century, that's not what the cross meant. It wasn't something to be taken lightly. Sometimes we refer to our crosses as strained relationships, our jobs, physical illnesses, hardships, or trials that we're facing and going through. And while that may be true, that may be part of it, Jesus was meaning far more when he said we must take up our cross and follow him. You know, to take up our cross means we must be willing to lay down our lives for Christ, to completely surrender ourselves to him, to stand up amidst suffering and persecution. Jesus used the cross as a vivid picture for the disciples to understand what it meant to follow him. You know, when one would take up their cross, there was no going back. It was a symbol of punishment, public humiliation, and death in one of the most painful ways possible. So to take up one's cross meant serious business. And there is no greater example than we have of Jesus himself, as he took up his cross and willingly gave his life for us so that we could be set free from our sins, so that we could have eternal life one day. You know, here in America, we may never face being put to death for following Christ. But there is persecution happening all over the world. You know, Christians are being put to death for proclaiming the gospel, for standing up for Christ. And it wouldn't surprise me with the way things are going that sooner than later, we could very well become a part of the persecuted church. You know, I don't know how many of you followed the news the last couple years, but there was a bakery shop out in Colorado that refused to make a wedding cake for a gay couple. You know, I don't know what this guy's religious background was, or any of that, except that he believed in marriage between one man and one woman. You know, and when he refused to make the cake for religious purposes, they took him to a civil rights commission out there, and they ruled against him. However, he still refused to make that cake. And the case, it finally made its way to the Supreme Court, and they ruled in favor of the bakery. Now, after it started going to court, he could have easily given in to what they wanted and just made the cake and been done with it. You know, but instead, he took up the cross and he followed Jesus. He stood up for what he believed in, even though it could have cost him his livelihood. It could have cost him his bakery. So to take up one's cross means we must be willing to die to self. We must be willing to bear the cross in our day-to-day lives, following Christ as he leads. Not just in the big moments of life, when everyone is watching, but in every decision that we make. We have to give up our own plans and wishes to follow him. You know, last week we had the recognition service for Greg and Kimberly, And it was said how they'd given of their selves time and time again to be there for others. They opened up their hearts and their homes to all of us young people to minister to us. And they denied themselves of relaxing evenings, what they had to spend studying and preparing for lessons. And, you know, I also remember Greg telling us on multiple occasions in youth class about times when he was on the mission field. He would come home from a long day, and he'd just sit down to eat, and a knock would come at the door, and someone needed him to go and do something, go and pray with them, or just be there for them. You know, he could have said, no, I'm tired and worn out. I'm hungry. I'll wait until I've, you know, slept, rested for a while. But instead, he left that hot meal behind to serve others. He denied himself of what he wanted because he had already determined that he was going to take up the cross and follow Jesus. And that's what God wants for us. He wants us to deny ourselves, to take up the cross and follow him. And that brings me to my third and final point tonight. And that is that we must follow him. Now, we could stop here. We could create a whole series of sermons on what it means to follow Christ. There's tons of examples in the Bible. But in essence, following Christ means doing what we've already talked about. It means denying ourselves, saying no to what we want and yes to what God wants, and taking up our cross on a daily basis. To follow after Christ isn't a one-time decision, but it's a decision that we must make every moment of our lives. You know, we can think of following Christ like playing the game follow the leader. You know, whatever the leader does, we do. No matter how easy or hard it is, no matter how dumb or silly we may look, we do our best to imitate the leader, to follow him. And with Christ as our leader, we try to imitate him. We look to his word and we follow his commandments and listen to his voice as he guides us moment by moment, you know, regardless of what everybody else might think or say about us. So following Christ is also going to take us out of our comfort zones. It's going to take us out of our little bubbles. And for some of us, that doesn't take much. You know, I never would have dreamed of being up here, you know, let alone ever talking in Canada. But, you know, sometimes you got to step out and do what's right, do what God wants you to do. You know, I'm sure Brother Ziegler would also never imagine himself being a youth evangelist or preaching at some of the places he's been. But, and who knows where God will take each one of you. You know, I'm sure just about everyone here can tell the time where God has taken you out of your comfort zone, where God has used you in a way that you never thought was possible. Whether it was here at church, at school, or in the workplace, wherever it may have been. And so I encourage you this evening to continue to follow God with your whole heart and let him use you for his kingdom. And so in closing, and going along with the last point, you know, I'm guessing Tove and Jermaine never would have imagined themselves as missionaries. You know, I'm sure it's hard for them to leave here, to leave this church, to leave this community, to give up the known for the unknown, to step out of their comfort zones, but they chose to fully surrender their lives to God and let him use them for his kingdom. They denied themselves, took up the cross, and followed him. So who knows how and where God will use each one of us. It could be anything, anywhere. It could be right here in this church. It could be in the workplace. Or it could even be a call to full-time ministry. You know, some of us have pretty small bubbles, so it doesn't take much to get us out of our comfort zones. But following Christ and allowing him to use us is the best decision that we can ever make. Sure, you know, we may shake, we may quiver in our boots, kind of like I am a little bit tonight, but God will be with us, and he will help us no matter where we are, no matter where we are at. So I encourage you this evening to keep denying yourself, keep taking up the cross and following him. Now, being a true disciple isn't always going to be easy, but it will be worth it all when we see Christ. And that's all I have for this evening. So if all hearts are clear, I invite you to stand with me, and we'll dismiss in prayer. Troy, would you dismiss us tonight?